Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from him who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen. This day for many of you, and tomorrow for many of you, and for all of us in this place, whether we're waiting for it as students or ordering it as faculty, is special. This day when vicars receive their assignments and tomorrow when our candidates receive their calls, these moments reveal what we are all about. Here is the nexus where young men formed in the gifts of Christ, his holy word, his holy water of baptism, and his holy Eucharist go to serve the baptized people of God. And it's important to reflect when these moments of focus come upon us, because they can enlighten and energize our whole life as we serve our Lord and Master. Indeed, Paul captures this when he says, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. There we are, in the power of Christ, joined to him in our baptism, now prepared to serve the one who lives on high. So what can we say at such a time as this? First, let me give you a word of comfort, wonderful comfort. When I was a prospective vicar, back in the spring of 1969, we were asked to fill out several forms, one of which had geographical preference. Where would you like to go? My fiancé was from Indiana, I was from Illinois. There were three choices, so we said, first, West Coast. We'd like to see a new area there. If not there, the East Coast. And if not there, someplace in the South. Vicarage night came, I stood up, the announcement came, Zion Lutheran Church, Wausau, Wisconsin. Now, how should that comfort you? Well, it should comfort you because I had an incredibly rich and rewarding year. That vicarage was more wonderful than anything I could have constructed. A caring, perceptive pastor who really took time with his vicar, patient and wonderful people of God who were there to respond to not always perfect homilies or perfect wording. And in that, there is a lesson. More important than geography is the sort of topography that Paul holds before us here. He's talking about something more profound than location. He's talking about where we locate ourselves in our calling, in that primary landscape. And that's where you occupy, wherever you go, the best position of all. Because you are occupying that real estate that Christ has won by his resurrection. You announce a Lord who lives, and because of his victory over sin, death, and hell, you now announce a new way of life. In this Eastertide, what a joy to go to God's people and to reach out from them and announce this topography. The world is not simply change and decay. The world is not a dream held up by a madman. It's not a stage, as Shakespeare said, where we're all actors and then we disappear. No, the world is something that will endure, and our lives will endure because of this glorious truth that Thomas had to learn, and that daily we have to relearn anew. There is life, full, rich, free, and abundant, for us who are born to death by nature. And that life comes through the holy washing of baptism. It comes freely and fully, graciously given to us. And we need to announce that it's not simply future. It's now. Right now in Christ's family, the church embodies the resurrected life of its Lord. We see farther than our human eyes could have beheld because we see the resurrected Christ. And he reveals to us the very bosom of the Heavenly Father, which is the very heart of all creation. And it beats with profound and costly love for each of us. And you go as messengers of a wonderful life into a culture that is headed in its predominant institutions in the opposite direction. The people of God are under pressure to reduce their vision. And the media and the commerce of our time teach us to reduce so that everything becomes ordered to self. And our day is so self-consumed that finally when God is left out and family dismissed and friends ignored and there is only the consuming ego, it finally can do nothing but consume itself and die. Idolatry is precisely what that is called. And we see it all around us, and we announce a different way. A way that is led only by the perfect sacrifice of Christ and by his perfect victory. We are called to take the scales off of God's people and off of those who are mission prospects. We are called to say, look more broadly. Look first to God and his story. The truthful, the full, the real story of the God who became flesh that our flesh might now enjoy life now and forever. The God who now at the Father's right hand intercedes for us as our great high priest. And then in every aspect of life, in the calling to be a student, in the calling to be a godly woman, a godly man, in our work, in our play, every single moment is now covered with a light that radiates from the resurrection, and it makes our life significant and satisfying. Under the cross, imperfect, yes, but nonetheless redeemed and won by the perfect Savior. What a privilege you have, prospective vicars, prospective candidates, and all of us, to announce a broader and all-inclusive vision of life. The height, the breadth, the depth of God's life that would reach out and bring from us dead and miserable sinners, new creatures in his power. Our Cantarai sang it so beautifully yesterday, triumphant from the grave, rose Jesus strong to save. He crushed, O Christian, mark it well, Satan, death, and hell. Now sing your glad song and joyous praise to him prolong. Go to vicarage, go to placement, singing, and prolong the song of his victory over death, Satan, and hell. God bless you in that holy vocation and that life-giving topography. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.